Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In God's ultimate move. Can we all read that title together? The week four of the order of your Bible?
Bearing the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move.
Amen. How about let's read the point, Roman numeral one together.
We need to bear the ultimate responsibility related to the world's ultimate situation. God's ultimate move and God's ultimate recovery.
Okay, let's read 8 together as well.
Our ultimate responsibility is to be saturated and permeated with God's Christ, the church and the body of Christ, the one new man.
Stand up and just, I don't know, pray read this point.
Amen.
Let's pray read this point.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Our ultimate responsibility.
Amen.
Ultimate responsibility.
Amen. Our ultimate responsibility.
Our ultimate responsibility.
Is to be saturated.
Is to be saturated.
Ultimate responsibility. Actually, in the outline, we see a lot of ultimate responsibilities. Maybe we could read the next one. It's point three under A. It's at the bottom of that page.
Our ultimate responsibility is to be a living witness to Christ in our daily life and to meet in our locality in such a way that we may be embodied.
Let's read point B.
Our ultimate responsibility is to bear the testimony of Jesus.
Okay, and then one more, C.
Our ultimate responsibility is to spread the testimony of Jesus by establishing local churches as golden lampstands.
Amen. I was just so touched that the other points, the other responsibilities, we can't fulfill those unless we have the first one. We need to be saturated and we need to be permeated with Christ for the church.
Amen.
And this happens in our daily life. May I have Avery, can you stand up and read? There's a verse that goes with just the fact that the goal is for us to be filled with Christ. We need to become the fullness of Christ. How do we do that? We need to be saturated.
Ephesians 4, 12 and 13. For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith, and at the full knowledge of the Son of God, and a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
So without being saturated and permeated with Christ, the church, God can't have his, God's desire can't be fulfilled. Why don't we read point two under A, that first page. What's God's desire?
God's desire is good for pleasure is for us to live Christ and to have Christ as the reality, the real contents of the church life, making every local church a golden lampstand.
Amen. So to have a golden lampstand, we need to have this saturation.
Amen.
Bottom line, I don't know I keep on saying it, but that's the point that just touched me. I need Christ. Yeah. If I'm not saturated, I can't. We can't be the golden lampstand. But praise the Lord for this word, this ultimate responsibility of ours.
Amen.
Maybe we could just go through the next main points. Roman number 2, then 3, then 4.
In order to bear the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move, we need to know and experience Christ as the center of the divine administration according to God's eternal economy. If we would fulfill the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move, we need to follow the Lamb wherever He may go.
Okay, and then number 4.
Bearing the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move requires faithfulness. Thus, we should ask the Lord for mercy to be faithful.
Amen. Saints, do we want to be faithful?
Amen.
Okay, I want to be faithful.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Have mercy on us that we be faithful.
Amen.
I appreciate that last point too. That's practically just go to the Lord. Lord, I want to be faithful.
Amen.
I want to be faithful to get saturated. I want to be faithful to have the golden lampstand.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, I open it up for the rest of the saints to cover this message.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll stand and go out here.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody stand and wait and see if you can be ready to follow him.
Amen.
That's right. It's a real support, actually, saints.
Amen.
So I enjoyed the same thing as Brother Phil. You know, we need the Lord's mercy to be faithful. And you know, the title really has a lot of weight to it. It says, bearing the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move. That means there is an ultimate responsibility. And, you know, I think for the last couple of weeks, I've had the realization that living in the church life, there's actually a lot of responsibilities. I don't think I even understood how much practically has to happen. But, you know, one thing in this point I appreciate says, we must realize that the great responsibility we have regarding preaching the gospel, teaching the divine truth, and meeting according to the way ordained by God. So these are great responsibilities. The preaching the gospel, meeting according to God ordained way, and teaching the Bible are all great responsibilities. But actually, we really need the Lord's mercy to show us that the underlying motivation and a way to fulfill these great responsibilities is to be permeated and saturated with Christ. I think in my own realization, none of this can happen. We can't do any of this unless we've had some enjoyment or experience of Christ.
Amen.
I mean, preaching the gospel is, it is difficult, but it's easy when we've been enjoying the Lord.
Yeah.
So when the Lord's come in and touched us and had a way to saturate and permeate us, actually all we're doing is speaking. All we're speaking is the enjoyment of the saturation and permeation that we've enjoyed. So hallelujah, you know, our ultimate responsibility really comes back to our enjoyment, our experience, our loving, our touching Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the center of God's economy.
Amen.
Christ is the center of God's administration and move.
Amen.
So what do we really need? We need God's mercy to be faithful to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
To be saturated and permeated with Christ.
Amen. 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 We need to be
saturated and permeated with Christ.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the brother of this message. He said that our soul not only needs to enjoy the Lord, but express Him. And the only way for us to express Him is, of course, to be permeated and saturated with Him.
Amen.
And I enjoyed point three. It says, if we would fulfill the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move, we need to follow the Lamb wherever He may go.
Amen.
And to follow Him, we have to be saturated.
Amen.
I enjoyed Revelations 14:4b. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever He may go.
Right.
That these were purchased from among the men as first fruit to God and to the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, be one of those be purchased and be first fruits to the Lord and the Lamb. Or, sorry, God and the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. And I enjoyed this little section here. It says, the most important task for each of us is to put ourselves into God's hands and to be quiet, patient, prayerful, consecrated, and obedient, and wholeheartedly seek after His leading. We should be willing to obey Him and only act in accordance to His will. We should pray that He reveals the journey He has designated for us. After this, we should pay the price, or pray any, I'm sorry, Lord, I can't read this anymore. It says we should pay any price and wholeheartedly walk on it. So we have to realize that the Lord has designated a path and a journey for us. But on the other hand, though, is we need to be the ones consecrated with Him, permeated with His light, and cooperating to lead, to follow the Lamb wherever He may go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can be those who take the lead to be saturated.
Amen.
Right? And in day one, Ephesians, out from whom all the body is being joined together.
Amen.
Being knit together, right?
Amen.
And there, the word being is used a lot in this verse. This is happening today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're being saturated, right?
Amen.
That in the church life, we get the supply, right? We get the flowing life. We're being joined together. We're being knit together. And we need to have this saturation day by day. And we need to be clothed with power from on high, right? The Lord said, wait till you're clothed with power on high, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and to all the uttermost parts of the earth.
Amen.
And here we are, the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going. The Lord's going back and fixing up a few places that need a little help, right? In Germany. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can go by going with Brother Craig.
I'm
glad that fellowship's happened today. We should have a burden on our heart for Craig and Hannah. They're going there. And we can go there too. We can go there. We're the body of Christ. And we can be that supply, right? To help saturate, right? To help saturate and be in God's universal or administration. These are big words, you know, universal administration. There's a universal administration, right? And this is happening today amongst us, right? And when someone else stands up after me, you can be the next one in the universal administration. Hallelujah. But we're right now planting the little church trees, right? And we can go to North LA and help plant a church tree there, right? It's starting to take root. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Lancaster of the Lord. Amen. We can go there. You can support the meeting and be there and just watch the church tree grow into a golden lampstand that shines out the earth for the testimony of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for what we're responsible for in these days, right? We have 7 days a week, right? And yesterday, you know, things were happening at the house, and I had to take apart the electrical system and fix it. It's fixed, but I needed that day, right? But I have other days to go and join with planting church trees, right? And getting saturated. Praise the Lord for this.
Yeah.
Okay, one more example, and somebody else needs to stand up. You know, at the end of the day, I have little coins in my pocket, and I put the quarters and the dimes and the nickels in these little cups. And those cups are filling up, right? They're getting saturated, right? They're becoming the fullness. And that happens day by day, right? A quarter, right? A quarter is the morning revival. You need to have a morning revival. Very important. The dimes is like the chapters that we read throughout the day in the New and the Old Testament. The nickels are the little praises that we give throughout the day. And
the pennies are the small prayers that we have.
Wow.
Praise the Lord for getting saturated in these days.
Amen.
Amen.
Lead her on every day.
Amen.
Oh, Lord,
faithfully.
Amen.
Be richer in the bountiful supply.
Amen.
May you be grace and mercy to her.
Amen.
She's been so faithful during these 2 years.
Amen.
Oh, to continue running every day.
Amen.
To be the best runner in this race.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First on day 6 is the 1 Corinthians 7:25, I got it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll read it real quick. It says, now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my opinion as one who has been shown mercy by the Lord to be faithful. And I like this connection with mercy and being faithful. Then in Hebrews 4:16 it says, let us therefore come forward.
Amen.
Boldness to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Receive mercy and find grace for timely help.
Amen.
The verse that touched me by mercy is in Romans chapter 9. It's verse 18. It says, so then he has mercy. Wait, I'm sorry, I got the wrong verse. Is Romans 9:16. So then it is not of him who wills nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
Amen.
You realize in the church life, if we don't, I think you showed this before, if we don't have the Lord's mercy, it's like we're just, out of it, we're just completely out of it. But we need the Lord's mercy and grace. Like Hebrews says, let us come forward to find mercy and grace for timely help.
Amen.
And I realize for the matter of responsibility is something. To me, sometimes it could be like a weight on you or something, like let's say as a father, I have 6 kids and I have a responsibility to feed them every day.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility.
Right.
So responsibility means you need to take care of certain matters and administration.
Yeah.
But to do this for the Lord's, for the church life, we need mercy.
Right.
Because, I'm just short, so many things. But the Lord's mercy supplies us.
Amen.
With His mercy, we get saturated and permeated. And then when we're saturated and permeated, then we can fulfill our responsibility for the church.
Amen. Amen.
For this matter, hallelujah. Hallelujah for this matter of responsibility.
Amen.
When I hear this word, it's like, responsibility. And we all have to confess. Every day I confess. Forgive me, Lord, for my irresponsibility.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're all short.
Right.
But hallelujah, we can repent and take the Lord's way, right?
Amen.
God's been speaking to us this week. He's speaking to us this morning.
Amen.
Regarding our responsibility.
Amen.
Because one day we don't want to appear before the Lord like in Matthew, and he says, that we would be an unfaithful servant. We want to have a reward where the Lord would say, good and faithful servant.
Right.
Enter into the joy of the Lord. But that reward is not what sometimes we think about in our spirituality. Oh, how much Christ have I gained? Hallelujah. It's talking about, eventually, it's about how fruitful is our lives. Are we bearing fruit in our lives? If we're living Christ, then if we are truly living Christ, then we will bear some fruit, right?
Amen. Amen.
He says right here, the Lord's appraisal and reward are not related to the size and the quantity of our work. We say, we're not brother dictator or this brother or that brother.
Amen.
I'm just a little brother or a little sister. But the reward is to our faithfulness in using His gift.
Amen.
To the fullest extent.
Amen.
We all have a gift, and we all have to realize we all have a gift. Every one of us has a gift, and we need to use our gift day by day.
Yes.
I tell you, this is my life, this is my living, and I get up in the morning, I think about all my responsibilities in life and everything. But then I realize, at the end of the day, if I didn't give God to somebody, that's a wasted day. And I get on my knees every time, Lord, forgive me. Then I missed that opportunity with this person or that person.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, they're not. Every day that I give God to somebody, I tell you what, I feel invigorated.
Amen.
I feel life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, back in the beginning, he said, we must realize our great, we all have a great responsibility.
Yeah.
Three things. The gospel, we need to be sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
We need to be teaching the divine truths.
Yeah.
We need to be meeting in the you know, he speaks here about, we got to back up a little bit here. He says, we may have the meetings in a proper way, but you know what? We're all short in this way too. Are we just coming here every Lord's Day morning for a meeting once a week? I'm not pointing fingers and stuff like that. But we all need to take this word to the Lord.
Amen.
Am I meeting in a proper way? That doesn't mean just once a week, but are we meeting throughout the week? Are we meeting with this one and that one and meeting with somebody and visiting someone? And are we in a home meeting? Are you part of a group? If we're not part of a group, well, get me into a little group. You look at the church life in the book of Acts, it says they met from house to house. Every day of the week they were meeting in homes. And so if we're not, say, Lord Jesus, get me into someone else's home.
Amen.
Get some into my home.
Amen.
See, there's a lot to this week. For our responsibility. Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So we need to pray, Lord. The most important thing in the Christian life is to seek out the journey which the Lord has ordained and be faithful to walk in it.
Amen.
I'm so glad when I first got saved, I found my journey.
Amen.
My journey is to propagate the living Christ.
Amen.
Sorry it takes so long, but you know, I always think about, you know, some say, oh, the gospel is, it's difficult, right? You shared that. You know, even when throughout the year, sometimes the brother will say, oh, you know, we're going to start going out and knocking on doors, and you know, and I just don't. I've done that a lot, and I tell you what, I don't like doing that. But I tell you what, I like giving the Lord to this person and that person. And I remember when Dave got caught on fire a few years back. He got caught on fire, and Josh and Dave came to me, and he says, how should I? He said, I want to preach the gospel with my friends. How do I do it? Because he knows I love the gospel. Remember you asked me?
Yeah.
And I said, don't do anything. Don't just pray for them.
Amen.
Pray for them and love them and make friends with them.
Amen.
And I tell you what, that's what he did. And that's how he got Jordan. And I remember Jordan's testimony was,
Amen.
When Dave met him at work, Josh says, he cared. I just knew him at work. And he'd come in, and when he's asked me, how are you today? He said, I knew he was looking into my being. And he really wanted to know how was my, you know, about
Amen.
My life and so on. See, this is the kind of care we need to have for the people around us.
Right.
When we look them in the eye, we really care for them. We're not to make them our project. We want to make them our babies.
Amen.
Right? We want to have children.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Week for me too, because my week starts, my new life starts today. I started this week. I finally got a job. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just this week has been helping me so much. Like, to realize so many things. Well, let me just, I enjoyed day three. I like both verses. They're so crucial. I don't know. Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all creation. I was very, very encouraged by this word. I still am. I want to go to all the world, you know? And I feel like, but I'm going to work. How is that connected to this? But I remember her said, like, no, when we go to work, we're going to all the world. You know, your coworkers, people around you, they're not just Caucasian. They're like all different people. I mean, I have a coworker that we both started together. He's not even from the United States. I'm like, oh man, this is a chance. It might be a chance for me to speak something. But I'm like, I gotta slow down. I gotta get more of the Lord, you know, according to the week before, right? Because then he goes into Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea,
Amen.
Samaria, more part, and unto the other parts of the earth. Here he shows you will receive power. How is this? This is when we are spending time with the Lord. The Lord will give us it. Like Gino said, we're always enjoying, always speaking, and the Lord will give you this power to speak. And that's what I said, I have to admit too. The gospel is hard, it's true. I have to admit for myself, it's hard. But if you're enjoying Christ, and you just let Christ overflow, you just instantly speak Him, and you're like, what did I just do? What did I just say? I just said something. I spoke some life into someone.
Yeah.
And then, I want to go more into this one, because then this ultimate responsibility really got me. I like this one little paragraph here. It's still in 8:3 says, now the responsibility is yours. Well, now the responsibility is me, mine. As you consider what you have read in these chapters on the world situation, the world recovery, what will you do? Will you simply stay where you are and make a good living? Will you be content with good means? Good means are enjoyable, yet would the Lord not lead you out? Be sober and alert, that the Lord may grant you the proper guidance, where to stay or to go, where to go and the way to go. If he leads you to stay, how much responsibility should you bear for those who go out in his name for his recovery by faith to other countries? A move like this is living. It is the Lord's move in his body. This was just this part. Be sober and alert. That means just take time, be with the Lord. You know, that's what it was telling me. Like, even after I was starting my job, I was considering, Lord, I want to go out. I don't want to stay in this job. Part of me kind of don't want to be there no more because it's kind of boring. Anyway, but it's just the beginning. Amen, Lord. You know, but at the same time, be considering, Lord, how long should I stay here? Should I even consider going somewhere else? Lord, you know, I start considering these things. But I just feel like, Lord, I just feel like the Lord's telling me, just bring it to me. Bring it to me and I'll guide you. Right now, he's guiding me, go to more far, go to work for now. But you have something else. I feel like there's something else in me stirring up. Like I said, but right now, this is the time. The guidance for me right now, work for a while. See what happens. Speak to someone at work, maybe. I don't know. I'm still praying, Lord.
Amen.
What about my friend Muhammad? What about my friend Eric? Lord, these co-workers of mine.
Amen.
Can I speak to them? I mean, I feel like I can, but maybe the Lord will give me a chance to speak something to them, or maybe not. Maybe even just my living, my work ethic. Not my work ethic, the Lord's work ethic to me, right? They'll see something. Because right now, some of them are arguing that we got to do the conversation, they kind of don't like the job, whatever. Now they're sitting there, I'm like, I'm okay with this job. Lord, I'm fighting with this job. I feel like maybe I should start saying that. But anyway, I just said, like, I'm okay. You know, right now, I'm good with this job, man. It's slow and kind of tedious, but it'll start. So we got to start somewhere, right?
Amen.
You know, who knows? Maybe the Lord will lead me to actually speak to both of them. It's hopefully something. I'll still pray. Lord, Muhammad, amen. Lord, Harry, Lord, how do I speak to them?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Us. So I really just appreciate made this point that we need to recognize the Lord's move is not necessarily that we move outwardly.
Right.
Really, his move is that he was moved inwardly.
Amen.
We need to be faithful to run the race the Lord has set for us.
Amen.
I've just really been enjoying the importance of hearing God speaking.
Yeah.
Amen.
In day four, we were provided with the verse of Revelation 1:12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And we see that in Revelation, that the lampstands become the church. And that God is the nature and substance of the church. That God the Son is the embodiment of the church.
Amen.
And that God the Spirit is the expression of the church.
Amen.
Amen. So I've really just been enjoying just the importance of hearing and God speaking.
Yes.
I've been enjoying reading one of the ministry books that I've been referenced in this morning revival, The World Situation and the Direction of the Lord's Move.
Yes.
And one of the chapters is the need of the spreading of the divine truths for the Lord's recovery and restoration.
Amen.
And one of the sections that starts off that chapter really goes into detail that God's work is carried out through God speaking.
Amen.
And it references some of the verses in Genesis 1, such as Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Amen.
And there's other verses throughout Genesis that through God speaking, his work was carried out.
Amen.
So one of the portions I really enjoyed that I'll go ahead and share with you just so I don't miss anything, it says, God has spoken in the Bible, and he is still speaking today. The Bible is a record of God speaking in the past, but God has not stopped speaking. He is still speaking today in his Son, and his Son is speaking in his servants, the members of his body. His speaking in his servants is God's gospel, which includes all the divine truths. God does everything by speaking. I just really just enjoyed being sensitive to hearing God speaking.
Amen.
And being sensitive to his leading.
Amen.
We have in day six, this matter was touched even more. The first paragraph under today's reading in day six, references it in Mark 6:45, and immediately he compelled his disciples to step into the boat and go before to the other side toward the Bethsaida, for the carrying out of works, and that this was the journey that was ordained by him. So this was touched on the matter of being compelled and constrained. So when we feel compelled or constrained or even burdened for something, this is actually the Lord speaking in us. This is the Lord speaking.
Amen.
So that paragraph further goes into detail of not being blind by the journey that the Lord is trying to set us on, or not hearing what the Lord is speaking to us. Otherwise, this might frustrate or create arguments in his work. So I just really just want to pray, like, oh Lord, I just want to be open to you.
Amen.
I don't want to be one who frustrates or hinders your work, Lord.
Amen.
I just want to be open and have an ear for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
To be one who is sensitive to your leading.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else, or shall we conclude here?
Well, I just, for me, just recently, I just realized, there's all these responsibilities and everything, and I'm always so short and behind, and just, I don't know what to do. I think I should just be in bed.
We're all the same.
Yeah, but I just realized, you want to preach the gospel, you see these, your friends at work, your relatives, and you meet them, and you're there, and you're just dead. So it's not a matter, it's just a matter of, we first need to come, we need to get filled with the living water.
Yeah.
We need to seek the glory of Christ and reflect as a mirror. The first thing is that the only way is to just to enjoy the Lord. Then it'll happen.
Yeah.
It's not feeling bad about yourself and everything, or trying to think of something, you know, at the last minute. No, it's just, we just need to enjoy the Lord, really. It has to happen in the morning, I think, or whenever you have time, you know, and we just need to really get into it. And then it'll just happen. The Lord will bring them to you, right? And it'll just happen.
I have 2 points. The first one is I'd just like to read like what Brother Jimmy had read already. Day six, week four, day six. It says, the Lord's appraisal and reward are not related to the size and quantity of our work, but our faithfulness in using His gift to the fullest extent.
Amen.
And then backtracking to the first paragraph, it says, the most important thing in the Christian life is to seek out the journey which the Lord has ordained and faithfully walk on it. A poor phenomenon among believers today is that many have not found the journey that the Lord has ordained for them. Some, though, even though they have found it, do not walk on it. This is the reason that their living is filled with so much spiritual death, gloom, and restriction, and this is the reason that there are so many conflicts and arguments in God's Word.
This kind of reminds me of me.
The most important task for each of us is to put ourselves into God's hand in a quiet, patient, prayerful, consecrated and obedient way, and wholeheartedly seek after His leading. And then it says here, we should be willing to obey Him and act only in accordance with His will. We should pray that He reveal to us the journey He has designated for us. After this, we should pay any price or wholeheartedly walk on it. So this is the first point. The second point that I enjoyed is day five, Roman numeral 2. It talks about needing to know and experiencing Christ as the center of the divine administration according to God's eternal mind. This phrase, the center of the divine administration, really stuck to me. And then as I start asking and laboring, I say, Lord, what is the center of God's administration? Then I read a message in Colossians about the center of God's administration. Do you know what is the center of God's administration? It's actually the cross. So if you enjoy and experience Christ, you have to experience Christ as our person, and you also have to experience Christ as the cross. Both has to go hand in hand. If you only experience one, not the other, we're all in balance. But if we experience this, then we bear the ultimate responsibility. Amen. Then God is able to move. So I just enjoyed these 2 points that on one hand, we have a responsibility, but it's according to His gift. But His gift is we have to spend time with Him. If we don't spend time with Him, we'll be miserable like what I had experienced before. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this word of responsibility as well. And like Gina said, when I hear the word responsibility, I kind of turn away and just run the furthest away I can from it. But I feel like just as a human, I have so much responsibility in my human life, you know, classes, work, and everything. But then there's one responsibility for us. That's the responsibility that we bear for God's move. And when I read about this, it's saying, you know, God's administration, God's economy, and I think, okay, that's something so grand, something so huge. How are you going to do it? And then He says, through you. through my creation. And I go, are you sure? Are you sure, Lord? You don't want someone better qualified than me or, you know, us? And then He says, well, yeah, there is one qualified. It's Christ.
Amen.
And it's not you. It's Christ in you.
Amen.
And so I just enjoyed that. Deal with it is a responsibility. There is an enjoyment portion to this.
Right, amen.
You know, like Brother Albert was saying, you know, this job, these other people were taking their job as a responsibility. Oh, I don't want to be here. I want to get out. But Albert was just enjoying it. And when you're enjoying it, it doesn't seem so much as a responsibility as much as it is you love being there. You just enjoy it. You say, thank you, Lord. No more, oh, Lord. You don't moan and groan. You say, oh, Lord, you rejoice, right? And I really like these two words, saturated and permeated. You know, when I think of saturated, I think of things like fats, you know, unsaturated fats and saturated fats, right? I don't know. Saturated fats, they have like these when they're bonded, the molecules of it, they got these double bonds, right? You put in an extra bond, which is where bonds aren't supposed to go, right? And that causes like kinks. It causes the become oiled to butter, right? It becomes hardened. And so even when you're enjoying the Lord, you know, you think you can't have any more Christ, you put in a little more enjoyment. You put in a bond where there shouldn't be a bond, and you get changed, right? You get more saturated, right? No longer is it just an oil, but you become something like butter. You become something that the Lord forms into. And so I just say, Lord, oh, I want to be even more saturated,
amen,
more permeated, so I can be carrying this burden of yours.
Amen.
You have more Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I enjoy hearing the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move requires faithfulness. Thus, we should ask the Lord for mercy to be faithful.
Amen.
You know, only Christ is faithful.
Amen.
Only God is faithful. What faithfulness do we have? So I just say, Lord, fill me with faithfulness.
Amen.
Help me kindle my love for you.
Amen.
Lord, I need you because the Lord's appraisal and reward are not related to the size and quality of our work. What's the part of it? But to our faithfulness of using His gift to the fullest extent.
Amen.
And our gift that we give Him is to ask Him for it. To say, Lord, help me to be faithful. I want to be one that is faithful and follows your leading. Even though I'm weak and I'm poor and fallen, Lord, pick me up.
Amen.
Lord, you're the faithful one.
Amen.
You're the living one in me.
Amen.
The one that can strengthen me,
amen,
and encourage me and know, and I can know that you are faithful.
Amen.
Isn't that sweet? The Lord is so
sweet. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we do have responsibility, whether we like the word or not. And if we don't have responsibility just because it's a very common word this week in what we read. We have responsibility because God has a purpose. God has a desire. And God created man to fulfill his desire. Therefore, man has the responsibility to cooperate with God. And the first responsibility, I think, Dennis, you were the one that said there's one who's qualified.
Christ.
Right. There's one who can bear the responsibility.
Amen.
That is Christ.
Amen.
So our responsibility, as we read this week, is to be permeated and saturated with Him.
Amen.
Be soaked with Him. You may say, I can't find the word permeated in the New Testament. No, I can't either. How about Ephesians 3, be filled unto all the fullness of God. That is in the Bible. And we need to be filled. Not, we have God in us. Every believer has God within. But are we filled? Our responsibility is to be filled. Not just to be filled a little bit, but to be filled unto all the fullness of God.
Amen.
Galatians 4 talks about Christ being formed in us. Christ is in us, right? Is Christ in you?
Amen.
How about young brothers in the back row? Is Christ in you?
Amen.
Not so sure. Well, Christ is in you, but he wants to be formed in you.
Amen.
He wants to become very definite in you.
Amen.
And in all of us.
Amen.
Not just to be in us as a beginning. Then we read at the beginning of this time, Ephesians 4, that we would come to the stature of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Again, not a beginning, but a very mature state. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All these are the biblical equivalents of be saturated and be permeated with Christ. This is our responsibility. God wants to do this, but God needs our cooperation. We need to realize there is a responsibility so that we can repent when we're short. Gino says every day. Yeah, I agree. Every day we're short in some way. Some days we're short in many ways. We need to repent. Say, Lord, forgive me. You know, we need to see the goal is up here. We are short. So we need to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Confess, Lord, I fail. Lord, be merciful to me. You know, the Lord wants to gain in us to bring forth. This week we had the matter of the lampstand shining. It's not enough that we come and sit in this meeting hall every Sunday. The Lord wants us shining. Shining when we're in here, shining when we're not in here. The church receives every real believer. You are welcome to come here every Sunday and just sit. We receive you. If you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you are welcome here.
Amen.
But we also realize the Lord is looking for those who will be filled with Him, saturated with Him, shining with Him. If you don't want to pursue this, you are welcome to come. But we have to point out there is this responsibility to be saturated with the Lord, to be shining with Him. This is God's goal, God's desire. And, oh Lord,
amen.
Lord, have your way in us.
Amen.
Oh, we need to press on. Press on is in the Bible. Pursue is in the Bible. Run the race is in the Bible. We had run the race this week. What verse? Yes, what verse?
Man.
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Run, run with endurance. Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
We need to look away to Him. How? By calling on His name. By reading His Word. By pray-reading His Word. By singing. By praising. By rejoicing.
Amen.
There are many ways to look away to Jesus. Then, in the outline this week, the word we is often there, plural, not I, not you singular. English is bad that way. You say you, people don't know, is it singular or plural? But no, it's not you, it's you, it's us.
Amen.
We need to run the race looking away unto Jesus, running with one another.
Amen.
Gino mentioned, house to house, day by day, calling on the phone, visiting, texting, whatever. Use any method to keep in touch with one another so that we can bear the responsibility. Not I, but we. And then at the end, now somebody read the last point in the outline.
Bearing the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move requires faithfulness. Thus we should ask the Lord for mercy to be faithful.
Amen. Thus we should ask the Lord for mercy to be faithful.
Amen.
Lord, be merciful to us.
Amen.
Let's all pray that.
Lord, be merciful to us.
And somebody read Hebrews 4:16. Come forward. Don't wait for the Lord. Someday the Lord will be merciful to me. I'll just wait until then. No. The encouragement is come forward to the throne of grace to receive mercy.
Amen.
Just come.
Amen.
It says you receive mercy. You don't have to do anything. It says after that, you need to find grace. You need to spend a little time at the throne to find the grace. But for the mercy, it just says come.
Amen.
Come to the throne of grace.
Amen.
To receive mercy.
Amen.
Mercy to be faithful to run the race. To fulfill God's desire, to bear our responsibility.
Amen.
Let's have some pray for all of us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, we can be saturated.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Meeting with the saints.
Amen.
Praying in the Spirit.
Amen.
Reading your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Faithful one in us, Lord.
Amen.
The faithful one in us.
Amen.
Lord, give us the mercy.
Amen.
We want to come forward.
Amen.
Fulfill the ultimate responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for getting us together.
Amen.
Don't cause us just to appreciate that you made us part of your body.
Amen.
Lord, keep flowing in each and every member.
Amen.
All right, take us on together, Lord.
Amen.
Run the race together.
Amen.
Lord, remind us this week.
Amen.
To run.
Amen.
Oh, draw us to run.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, help us to focus on you.
Amen.
Lead away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Lead away from our failure.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us to confess and to look away.
Amen.
Eyes on you this week.
Amen.
We want to follow you, oh, moment by moment.
Amen.
Oh, we just pray we would shine out this week, Lord.
Amen.
Shine out of us into all the people around us.
Amen.
We pray this coming week would not be in vain.
Amen.
Oh, come out of all of us this week, Lord.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
Take care of our practical needs.
Amen.